We're talking today with Susan Allen with Dairy Max. And Susan, let's talk about here in 2013, a lot of folks like to think about, you know, the idea of starting over, making New Year's resolutions, about trying to lose weight, trying to do more exercise, trying to do a lot of different things. There's some things we can do, though, with our diet that make a lot of sense and make sure that we eat healthy as well. And dairy is a part of that.
That's right. And these things are not that difficult. And we're going to talk about how you can do three simple things and make a happy new you this year. And of course, dairy is a part of that. A lot of people don't realize that people that have calcium, dairy in their diets, have a lot healthier weight than opposed to people that don't. So three servings is what we're striving for. And a simple way to do that is one serving every meal, whether it's milk, cheese, or yogurt. And another important thing to remember is if you want your kids to drink milk, you need to drink milk. It's moms that drink milk have daughters that drink milk, and it's a role model thing. So be a healthy role model for your kids. But our three tips start with the B's. The first one is let's have breakfast every day. If you begin your day with breakfast, you get more of the nutrients that you need throughout the day. People that skip breakfast don't ever make up those nutrients, and people that eat breakfast have a healthier weight than people that don't. A good breakfast focuses around three food groups, and of course that's dairy, and a good choice would be milk or yogurt, a whole grain, and a fruit. So very simple. It can be very portable. It can be very fast. But begin your day with breakfast.
Now, as we think about that, let's move to that next step, which is really more of a comprehensive look at what you're doing throughout the day with your nutrition choices.
That's right. And it's simply, let's go back to the basics. Take a step back, look at the big picture, what you're eating throughout the day, and go back to the basics of My Plate. Get those servings that are recommended by My Plate. That's three servings of dairy that we mentioned, protein, whole grains, and fruits and vegetables. Back to the basics, and try to eat that way more often than you don't.
Of course, the My Plate concept is the USDA recommendations regarding nutrition for Americans.
Right, and those were developed. It's a tool that was developed after they announced the Dietary Guidelines for Americans. So it's a great way to just kind of a simple way to think about eating healthy every day and do that as much as you can.
So we got those two behind us. What's the last point?
The last one is to banish the big plate. If you think about the size of plate that you eat on normally, could you use your salad plate instead? And I do that a lot at home. And studies have shown us that if you do that, you're going to eat 30% less calories per meal. But your mind is going to be tricked into thinking, you know, your plate is full. I have the same amount of food. I'm satisfied. And, of course, make that plate, you know, fill that plate with those items we talked about on My Plate. But if you'll banish the big plate, and that includes bowls and cups too, make them the right portion size, you're going to save 30% of your calories right off the bat.
So, you know, when we think about that, it's really trying to do that balanced approach, that if we try to lean too much one way or the other, we a lot of times get ourselves in trouble.
Right. It's balanced and it's realistic, and it's okay to do some treats. And it's also important to enjoy your food. We need to have positive advice. People respond better to positive advice than negative advice. I'd rather be told a simple thing I can do than what I can never eat again in my life, because we're going to want to eat that. So it's simple things that we can do. And, of course, physical activity is very important to add to this. You can't really have one without the other. And you probably saw just I think yesterday or the day before, a study was published about sedentary lifestyles and how sitting at your desk all day is not good. And some simple things like getting up, you know, every hour and putting things further away from, you know, your file cabinet further away from you so you have to go, or walking around your office and doing some things like that. All of these things help, and you can make some simple changes, not huge changes, to make a big difference.
Let's shift gears just for a moment with my Susan. You're telling me that you've actually made some shifting in gears as far as your role within Dairy Max. And Dairy Max, of course, you're representing dairy producers from Oklahoma and some surrounding states. But you're actually going to be working with some producers and others in the industry regarding issues management and how we respond to things that may come up in the media and other situations.
Well, according to many of our dairy farmers who pay the checkoff, one of the most important things we can do for them is manage issues and manage crisis on their behalf. Our goal is to help them through an issue or crisis that would come up and uphold the reputation of the dairy farmers and uphold the reputation of dairy products so people will continue to consume those nutrient-rich products. So issues and crisis management is very important. We keep an eye on tons and tons of topics that might impact dairy farmers. And of course, we always land on the side of science. It's a very, very important part of our reputation. But it's very important that we that someone go to bat for them. And Dairy Max does that and has done that for years. And I'm working with industry leaders, scientific advisory board members, dairy farmer spokesperson, government, you know, like USDA and state government, universities, all kinds of folks. We're all in this together in agriculture, and our goal is to just make the best environment for our dairy farmers.